Get in the locker room with Colorado Mesa Sports. This is Mav Day on the team.
Welcome back, 920. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. We talked with Mercedes Boti, CMU softball coach. RMAC regular season champions. They will host the RMAC tournament starting on Thursday. But joining us right now, she was one of the four seniors that was honored this last weekend when the Mavericks faced CSU Pueblo to wrap up the regular season. Ileana Mendoza, redshirt senior from Tucson, Arizona, joins us. Ileana, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I mentioned that you were one of the four seniors honored this last weekend. I know there's still a lot of softball for you to play and your Maverick teammates to play, but kind of give us a sense of the emotions you had of being honored as one of those seniors playing your final regular season games over at the CMU softball complex.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time. A little emotional. The team is great. The girls, I love the girls. They love our seniors. We just try to make it one of our captains, Allie Disler, was like, let's play for our seniors this time. Yes, we have a lot of big things coming up and we can get recognized and all this, but it didn't feel over because it's not over yet. We're hosting, but it's great to play here. I love it here.
So what brought you to play for Colorado Mesa? Because you were at Eastern New Mexico previously. You played and started 13 games there during the COVID period that obviously affected the season for Eastern New Mexico like it did for everybody. What led you to decide, you know, Eastern New Mexico, Portales, it's a nice place, but Grand Junction, CMU, that seems like a better fit for me. Kind of take us through how you made that journey from playing at Eastern New Mexico to becoming a Maverick.
Yeah, so COVID, it was a crazy time, but actually it was two of the girls who played here before I did, Lauren Wedman and Ashley Bradford. I remember Lauren's mom, Lisa, calling me and was like, what are you doing? Because I had opted out during that whole crazy time of COVID and stuff, so that's how I got the extra year. But she called me and she was like, what are you doing? Why aren't you playing? What are you doing? Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just looking around. I'm just trying to find something better. And she's like, well, there's a spot for you. They have – coach wants to talk to you and this and that. So it was just perfect timing, and I couldn't be more grateful for them.
You mentioned Lisa Wedman, who is the mother of Lauren Wedman, who Lauren was an All-American at CMU. Did Lauren have a conversation with you as well, Ileana, or was it just Lisa that was the one, hey, Grand Junction, the RMAC playing for CMU, that's going to be a great spot for you. Did Lauren offer any kind of thoughts on that as well, or is it just Lisa that was kind of driving the Maverick recruiting bus in this case?
Yeah, it was definitely both, because when I had reached out, when Lisa had called me, she said that Lauren had mentioned my name to Coach, and Coach was like, okay, yeah, like I'll give her a call. And then it was like literally a couple days later, I was on the phone with Coach and she was like, let's come out for a visit, and it just all happened. It was just like bang, 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 and next thing I know, 3 years later, I'm here at Colorado Mesa playing for one of the best teams in the league too. So yeah, lucky, so blessed.
Ileana Mendoza with us today from the CMU softball team, second team all RMAC outfield last year, also was a national player of the week as well, and then last year, you know, is a redshirt junior. As I referenced, the All-RMAC selection to the second team, you played and started in 50 games. You played in center field. You hit .315 last year, which is pretty good. That's nice. That's not bad. Until this year, where you're hitting .461. You've got 44 RBIs. What's been the difference, Ileana, from last year at the plate to this year? Because you've had a remarkable season. Certainly, like I said, that batting average has grown tremendously.
I don't know. I think it's just the mindset. I come back and I didn't think I was going to come back. And so I was like, this is my last year. I got to give it all. I got to hit the weight room harder. I got to lose some weight. I got to gain some muscle. The girls, and just playing for the girls, this is a different team. And I think just the vibe of the girls has helped. I want to, not that I wasn't playing for my team last year, but it's just a different feeling this year. And you just want to play for these girls 10 times more than yourself. And I think that's what helps for sure.
What leads to that kind of feeling? Is it a certain group of players? Is it Coach Boti this year? What is the difference from an emotional standpoint, Ileana, for you that you've seen over, like I said, no offense to last year's team, which was an outstanding group of players last year, but what's made that difference this year that's helped this team obviously win an RMAC regular season title and roll off 33 straight victories?
I think it's, again, team chemistry. I think these group of girls, it's kind of hard to find girls where they just have 100% love for the game. And not that we didn't have that last year, but it's just different this year. It's super hard to explain. And even the girls would tell you, like, it's so hard to explain. You just have to be there. But it's the love for the game and the love for each other. Like, you can have a great team and have talent, all the talent in the world, but if you don't have that chemistry, you're not going anywhere. And I think we kind of got a taste of that a little bit last year. I mean, it wasn't the greatest season last year, but this year everybody just loves each other, and everyone just wants to be around each other and just play for each other, and that's the biggest thing. It's super hard to explain, but it's the vibe and the chemistry that really just helps us. Like, yes, we have the talent, but the fact that we have the love over talent, I think it just helps us 10 times more.
Does a lot of that come from, obviously, the long trips to play? There's plenty of those in the RMAC, but just getting together away from the diamond, is that, Ileana, part of what's helped to build the chemistry of the softball team?
Yes, most definitely. And shout out to Coach, because she forces us to do these team bondings, which you're like, oh, whatever. But then it really just brings us all together. Like, it could be like these dumb little games that we play, but it's off the field. We always meet in the classroom, and in the fall, that's where Coach really tries to build the team bonding. And she does a great job, because at the end of the day, the team now, we love each other, and it's because of those team bonding moments off the field, in the classroom, getting to know each other better, and just publicly speaking in front of each other, because a lot of our girls are shy, but the more we get them to open up to each other, the more better we're going to be on the field.
So you mentioned that Coach Bodie does these funny little games. Give us an example of what one of these games are, one of these team building games that Coach Bodie has you play.
So every time we get in the classroom, I remember this one time we played like a speaking game. So everyone had to face the front, but there was a person in the back of the room, and they had to like disguise their voice as like something like a deep voice or chipmunk type of voice, like however you can describe your regular voice. And we just had to guess who it was. And it was the most funniest thing, because the girls just come up with the most randomest voices and noises possible. She'll also put us in groups to come up with different cheers that we do on the field, and whoever has the best cheers wins in that group. And so she kind of makes it competitive, because that's what we are. We're all competitive, and the more fun we have and the yelling and the screaming and the cheering, it's 10 times better. And especially in the classroom, we kind of get a little noisy. We've kind of gotten told to be quiet a couple times, but it's the best, and it works, and it's been working. So, yeah, that's what she kind of has us do, and it's super fun. She does a great job.
CMU softball player Ileana Mendoza with us. Softball's known for the great chants in the dugout. You kind of referenced that. Okay, take us behind the scenes. How does that work in terms of choreographing, organizing chants in the dugout? Whose responsibility is that? How does that work?
It's everybody's responsibility, honestly, because they see all these cheers on TikTok and on social media, and they send it to the group and tell the girls, you need to learn this by the next series. And we end up doing it the next series, and we kind of like do those cheers and like reference them to our cheers and change them to be us. And so then we add like a dance, and it's just crazy over there, and it's just awesome. And everyone wants to cheer and loves the cheers. Everyone comes up with new cheers every time. Like, every series we played, I don't even know how many series, from February to now, and there's been new cheers every series, and these girls are just amazing at it. And I'm still trying to catch up to how many cheers we do have and learn how all the cheers and choreography they have, but it's awesome. These girls, they're crazy.
Ileana Mendoza joining us on the Jim Davis Show. Best cheers come up on the bus, or do some of them, the best ones, just come up spur of the moment in the dugout?
It's spur of the moment, definitely. Like, we'll have a cheer, and then we'll just keep it going, and then someone just has something else to add to it, and so the girls are like, ooh, that's good. So we just ended up learning it and hearing it, and it's awesome.
Ileana Mendoza with us today. Of course, a member of the CMU softball team, a senior for the Mavericks hitting .461, and now the work begins to get to the South Central Region Tournament. Ileana, of course, your team will play on Thursday at 3 o'clock over at Bergman, and in that you'll score off against either Colorado School of Mines or Regis. Just give us your thoughts about getting a chance to play at home. RMAC regular season titles already tucked away, and now trying to win an RMAC tournament championship. You're going to face either Regis or Mines coming up on Thursday.
So I think we just got to go in level-headed. I think it really doesn't matter who we play. We're really not worried about anybody. We just have to go in and just do what we've been doing, have the confidence, and just we know that these teams have gone better since we played them, and we just got to keep a level head and just go in there with all of our energy and all of our confidence, and I think we'll be okay.
Okay, two final questions for you. The teammate, when this is all done, wherever things end up, hopefully winning a national championship, that would be fantastic. But the teammate that you're going to miss the most?
That is tough. I will probably miss everybody. I can't just pick one. That's too much on the spot. But it's either going to be either Hannah or Maya, because the only reason Hannah, she brought me back, and she was like, you have to come back for your last year. And Maya, I've been with that girl since we started. So, and to see her grow and just the grit that she has when she plays is unbelievable. So it's going to be all of them. But if I had to pick two, it was Hannah and Maya for sure.
Can you believe the season Maya's had hitting the long ball? I mean,
she is crazy. Yes. And she, just to see how she's come from a freshman to a junior and she still has one more year, she is going to be unbelievable.
All right. The last question. It's about Coach Bodie. Coaches have little sayings. They have little things that they do. With Chris Hanks, Mesa's baseball coach, it's Skip-isms. Is there Bodie-isms? Are there things that Coach says that little expressions that you guys might elicit an eye roll occasionally or whatever? It's like, okay, here we go again with this. Does she have that kind of thing in her coaching toolkit, or does she not operate with things like that, with little expressions, little certain nuggets of wisdom that she tries to drop on everybody?
Not really. She kind of lets us really do our own thing, and then she'll put us in our place when we need to be. But it's nothing consistent. It's just kind of what we need to work on right then and there, and just pushing us to be great and just keep doing what we're doing. It's more of just keep doing what we're doing and stay humbled and always, like, respect your opponent. And that's kind of what the coaches have kind of pushed on us, is don't underestimate anybody and just know what you can do. And so I think just keeping that and just keeping the intensity of each game has allowed us to do what we do. And so she's right there just, hey, like, keep doing what we're doing. Don't let them get to you. And just kind of calming us down is kind of what she does.
All right, very good. Eliana.